It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. The Green Bay Packers regular season kicks off tonight. And here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about a Janesville business owner whose products help people hear their football games better.
Waves are everywhere. They make up light, color, and heat. In a very literal sense, waves connect all of us. WPR's Avery Lee Rogers is obsessed with how these waves turn into sound. When they visited a specialized microphone maker in Janesville, Rogers found out these high-tech microphones connect Wisconsin to the world.
As I drove to Clover Products in Janesville, I expected to arrive at a commercial factory-like setting. But my GPS led me to a one-story, single-family home surrounded by evergreens. As I step inside, I see a grandfather clock, an upright piano, and a couch behind these two acrylic bowl-shaped contraptions on tripods that were over 6 feet tall.
So you build parabolic microphones that are used all across the world in the basement of your house.
In the dining room.
That's Paul Terpstra, mechanical engineer, founder, and co-owner of Clover Products, which makes parabolic microphones. Those can pick up specific sounds from really far away. In his brightly lit basement, he shows me around his Clover Products office, which is decked out in machines, computers, and prototypes. The microphones Terpstra makes are widely used in professional sports like football. The mics have been used in 6 Super Bowls.
A good example is whenever you kick the ball. If you hear that foot hit the ball,
52 yards out, it is booted.
That is captured through a parabolic.
Right down the middle, man. That was good from a million yards out.
I call Lambeau Field my R&D lab.
With the way his business works, Terpstra doesn't always know where his microphones will end up.
The most exciting thing for me was when I saw that they were used at the World Cup. The first time we went to the Olympics.
So your mics have also been to the Olympics?
Oh, yes. Every one since Rio, I think.
Terpstra and his wife, Diane Terpstra, started an engineering company 20 years ago. That company turned into Clover Products almost by accident. In 2011, one of their customers was approached by Fox Sports, looking for a vendor for parabolic microphones.
He comes to me and says, "What do you know about parabolic microphones?" And I said, "Absolutely nothing, but I'll figure it out."
Terpstra developed a prototype and sent it to Fox, where it was tested by their audio engineers.
Fox came back and said, "We want 50 for next year." So it was like, oh, crap.
What does a parabolic microphone look like?
A big Tupperware bowl. If you want to think about a parabolic microphone and how it works, if you think of when you're outside and you cup your hand around your ear, you are in essence creating a sort of quasi-parabolic microphone, because you're capturing the sound energy from a larger area and forcing it into your ear.
Terpstra lugged the two giant parabolic microphone setups from his living room out into the front yard. I use them to record birds way up in the trees.
I would say that's about 150 feet. I can see him now. He's in the top of that evergreen. I'm about 75 feet. I'm assuming you can hear me pretty well. And I'm about halfway to the, looks like a house finch.
I actually grew up in the middle of Iowa, and we moved to Janesville in 1985. So we've been here quite a while. It's definitely home for us now.
Terpstra reminds me multiple times.
I'm not an audio engineer by any means, but...
But Clover has produced research about parabolic microphones that hasn't been done before. And that beeping and whirring that's been in the background? Those are the sounds of Terpstra's 3D printers working hard on a secret new experiment that he hopes will take parabolic microphones even further.
That's what the...
WPR's Avery Lee Rogers brought us that story on Janesville's Clover Products. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.